Disgusted is an understatement, Minister, to be honest. So clearly, some of us are equal, or all of us are equal, but some are more equal than others. I don't know how that you're able to stand up here in front of all these young people, in front of trade unionists, that I invited you all to come to. And fair play to Senator O'Reilly. He showed up today. He came, he listened. He listened to the voice of people that are representing people working in trades. He listened to ICTU's arguments about pushing forward and supporting this bill. And he listened to representatives from the National Youth Council of Ireland. And he was able to have the bravery to stand up and say, yeah, you know what? They're right. This is exploitation of young workers. This is exploitation. We are treating people that shouldn't be treated, that we should. People are doing the same level of work and they should be treated fairly. Like I actually thought, since I've come into this house, I thought at least, what I was expecting was it's going to be a timed amendment, because you said yourself there it's so complicated. If it's that complicated, why didn't you give us a timed amendment and give us 12 months so we can discuss it? Is that what committees are supposed to be about? That we can discuss this? You asked us to engage. I invited you to engage and you didn't show up. There was all the opposition here showed up, and thank you for doing it, and thank you for showing up in masses today to the briefing today. It was a really important briefing, and it obviously was able to change someone like Senator O'Reilly's mind. But yeah, you talk about engagement. This isn't engagement. This is becoming like a dictatorship. Everything we introduce into this house, it's just rejected. Like, this is our fourth private members' bill that we put in here, and it's the three of them I thought would go into the filing cabinet of timed amendments, but it's not. This is totally just dismissed, and you actually encouraged people here to reject it. I know people across the side of the house want to vote their conscience, because know this is the right thing to do. And I know that. We can see from the low representation of the government benches here today that I know people want to vote for this. So you could, I agree with Senator Crockwell here, that this is in your gift, Minister. You could decide, you can decide, we're going to push it out for a year. And this is what, surely this is what timed amendments are about. You know, I think this argument that 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds, at 16 you can drive a motorbike, you can actually get a pilot licence, you can drive a tractor at 16. You can, 18-year-olds, you can get married, you can vote. So this idea that because of your age you determine that you're going to be paid less for exactly the same job as what you're doing with someone older than you is outdated, it's unfair, and it's discriminatory.